Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warns of most intense strikes inside Iran. Tehran says it will keep fighting as long as necessary. UNHRC exhibition in Geneva highlights human rights abuses and deteriorating condition of minorities in Pakistan. Madagascar's military ruler dissolves government, dismissing Prime Minister and entire cabinet. And Swiss Open badminton tournament begins in Basel. India's star players to open their campaign from tomorrow. And now the news in detail. As the ongoing conflict in West Asia between the U.S.-Israeli coalition and Iran entered its 11th day today, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth described today as the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Speaking to reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon, Mr. Hegseth said U.S. will continue its operations until its objectives are achieved. The Defense Secretary noted that Iran's missile response has declined in the last 24 hours.
We will not relent until the enemy is totally and decisively defeated. We do so on our timeline and at our choosing. For example, today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever. We're winning decisively with brutal efficiency, total air dominance, and an unbreakable will to accomplish the president's objectives.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump had threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, while at the same time predicting the conflict could end sooner than expected. Despite the escalating pressure, missile strikes by Iran have reportedly fallen by approximately 90% and drone deployments by around 83% since the start of the campaign. However, Tehran continues to target neighboring countries it considers aligned with Washington and Tel Aviv. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said his country would keep fighting as long as necessary. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Here in the UAE, the past 2 hours have brought the conflict sharply into the focus. Ministry of Defense confirmed that 8 ballistic missiles and 26 drones were intercepted and destroyed over the country, with one additional missile falling into the sea. The Ruwais refinery, the UAE's largest, was taken offline as a precautionary measure after a drone attack in its vicinity caused a fire at the facility. No casualties have been reported so far. The UAE officials have reiterated at the United Nations and other international forums that UAE territory is not being used as a base for strikes against Iran and that country remains committed to de-escalation. Residents are being advised to stay alert to official emergency channels given the heightened security environment. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The Embassy of India in Kuwait has said that all consular services are continuing as usual. The embassy's 4 Indian consular application centers, or ICACs, are operating during Ramadan working hours from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with Fridays remaining closed. The 4 centers are located at Kuwait City in Al Jahara Tower on Ali Al Salim Street, at Jlieb Al Shoyekh in the Nesto Hypermarket Building, at Fahahil in Al Anoud Shopping Complex on Makkah Street, and at Jehra in Al Khalifa Building, building number 27, block 93. The embassy said that in case of any emergency or for queries, internationals can contact 24/7 helpline number plus 965-6550-1946 or send an email to community.kuwait@mea.gov.in. The embassy also informed that advisories, press releases, updates and other information are being regularly posted on its official social media platforms. India has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensuring uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. More from our correspondent.
In light of current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG, government has invoked Essential Commodities Act 1955 to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. According to the invoked act, the supply shall be maintained subject to operational availability to 100% of their past 6 month average gas consumption. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corporation Limited, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and Bharat Petroleum have said that steps have been taken to enhance LPG production and prioritize its availability for domestic consumers and essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that a committee of 3 executive directors of oil marketing companies has been formed to review representation regarding LPG supply to other non-domestic sectors including restaurants, hotels and other industries. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar exchanged views with Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Bartefuhl on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar shared this in a social media post. He also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia, including energy implications, with his South Korea's counterpart Cho Hyun. Both leaders also discussed advancing the bilateral agenda between India and South Korea. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Global Human Rights Defense, GHRD, organized a 3-day photo exhibition in Geneva, highlighting human rights abuses and the deteriorating condition of minorities in Pakistan. A report.
The exhibition was organized on the sidelines of the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva. It displayed a series of photographs and visual documentation portraying the hardships faced by religious and ethnic minorities, including Hindus, Christians, Sindhis and Baloch. It also highlighted the constant oppression in Balochistan through enforced disappearances of young individuals, including both men and women, as well as forced conversion of minorities in Pakistan and arrest of several political leaders. The exhibition aimed to draw international attention to what they described as systematic discrimination and political repression affecting these communities. Several panels also focused on Pakistan's alleged support for terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. The exhibition also displayed photographs of the grim condition of minorities in Bangladesh. Swati Rakheja for World News.
The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan has warned that restrictions on women in Afghanistan are undermining the country's progress and worsening humanitarian challenges. Acting head of UNAMA, Georgette Gagnon, told the UN Security Council that Taliban authorities were prioritizing ideological policies over the welfare of the Afghan people. She said the ban on women working in humanitarian organizations was hampering aid operations and limiting assistance to vulnerable communities. Madagascar's military ruler, Colonel Michael Randrianarina, has dissolved the government, dismissing the Prime Minister and the entire cabinet. According to a statement from his spokesperson, the government has ceased its functions and that a new Prime Minister will be appointed in line with constitutional provisions. No explanation was given for the decision. Randrianarina seized power last October after weeks of youth-led protests forced former President Andry Rajoelina from office amid power and water shortages. On to sports now. Swiss Open Badminton Tournament began today in Basel. India's star shuttlers Kidambi Srikant and Unnati Hooda will spearhead the Indian challenge in the tournament. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is not playing at Swiss Open. In men's singles, Srikant will open against Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan tomorrow. In men's doubles, world number 4, Sattvik Sai Raj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Singapore's Ankit Vaisalekho and Junsu Kubo. The men's doubles pair of Hariharan Amsakurunan and M.R. Arjun will take on Chinese Taipei's Shen Zi Rei and Lin Yu Xie. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warns of most intense strikes inside Iran. Tehran says it will keep fighting as long as necessary. UNHRC exhibition in Geneva highlights human rights abuses and deteriorating condition of minorities in Pakistan. Madagascar's military ruler dissolves government, dismissing Prime Minister and entire cabinet. And Swiss Open Badminton Tournament begins in Basel. India's star players to open their campaign from tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.